darkness, v'alechas lo, she could be mamayin, and she could go away. V'alechas, Rashi says, achin kedushin etzachachim. In other words, this is like Shmuel Svara, that since the kedusha was made on a tenai, and later we find out she does have nedar, so the kedusha was never chal, therefore she just goes away. Tana Rabbanim would learn like this. Holcha etzachachim v'hetira. Let's say, in the case, even according to Shmuel, let's say, like the husband was Mekadisha on a Tanah that she doesn't have Nadarim. And later we find out that she does have Nadarim. But she goes to a Chochem to be Mata the Nether, to take away her Nether. The Hetira, and the Chochem is Mata the Nether, the Locher is Mekadeshes. We take a say the Gdushin is Chal. Like we'll soon see, because the Svar is when you Mata a Nether, when you go to a Talmud Chochem, or to three Dayonim, they're Oike the Nether Lamafreya, it's as if she never had the Nadarim. They take it away from before. So therefore, Lamaisa B'Shas Kedushin, now it comes out she did not have any Nadarim, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. What about Eitzer Roifa? Let's say the case was you married your wife with a condition, Amunah, she doesn't have any movement, she doesn't have anything wrong with her body. And then we found out something was wrong with her. But later she went to a doctor, Varipa, and he healed her, Varipoisa. The Lach was Enem Kedushin. She is not Mekadeshes, since Pesach Kedushin she had these Mumim, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. Now the Gemara explains, Ma ben Chochem a Reifa, what's the difference between a Chochem that takes away the Neder to a Reifa, a doctor that heals these Mumim? So the Gemara says, Porshid, Chochem oikiris a Neder mikaroi. When you go to a Chochem, he like uproots the Neder from before. So therefore it's considered like she never had the Nedarim. Therefore, at the time of the Kedushin, she really did not have Nedarim. That's why the Kedushin is Chal. For Roifa, when you go to a doctor to heal her, when she goes to get healed, to take away the Mumim, Einu Marap Elu Mikan Labo, he only heals her from now on. But before, at the time when she got married, she did have the Mum. Therefore, the Kedushin is not Chal. For the Gemara Vatanya, we learned, Eitzo Chochem V'Tira, Eitzo Roifa V'Ripo Eitzo Einu Mekadeshes. Learned in both cases, no, she's not Mekadeshes. Since the time of the Kedushin, when he made it tonight that she doesn't have the Dorim, she did have a Ned there, we see the Kedushin is not Chal. So it's a Kasha, why? Achochem is like a Lamafreya. How come here it says the Kedushin is not Chal? Samura says, Amarava, Samas Gura, Samarabba, Le Kasha is no Stira. Tell you, Horeb Meya, Horeb Leza. It's like a Machoikis, Reb Meya, and Reb Leza. Horeb Meya, this goes according to Reb Meya, the Yomar, Odom Roitze, Shetis Baza, Ishtab Bezdin. It doesn't bother a husband that his wife has to go to Beis Din. So therefore, when his wife goes to Beis Din to be matter the neder, everything is all right. That's the first svara. The chacham is oikah the neder l'mafreya. It's as if she never had the neder. Therefore, the kedushin is chal. But her Reb Lezer, that the price says no, even when she goes to a chacham, still the kedushin is not chal. Goes according to Reb Lezer. The Omar ein odom roitzeh shetis baz ishtab Beis Din. A husband does not want his wife to have to go to Beis Din. So it's also part of the Tanai, like he's only marrying Amna, she doesn't have Nadorim, and that she does not have to go to a Chochem, to a Bezdin, to be matter her Nadorim. So to Svara, Baita the Chochelag Rashi says he wasn't Mekadisha. He wasn't Mekadisha with this Das, that she's going to have to go to a Chochem to be matter her Nadorim. Therefore, the second verse says, Eina Mekadishas. Now the Gemara says, Mahi, like where is this Machlokes? The Tanan, we learned like this. If somebody like is married to his wife and now he gives her a get because he finds out that she makes nedarim and he can't take it, he's moitzi yesishta mishum neder. The lechur is lo yachzer. But the rabbanon, you're not allowed to remarry her anymore. Once you give her a get, you can't remarry her. Mishum shemra. Let's say you give a get to your wife because she has a shemra. There's a rumor going around that she's living with other people. So lochur is lo yachzer. Midrabbanan, if you do give her the get, you should know you're not allowed to remarry her. Reb Yehuda says like this. It depends. Kol neder sheyidua by rabbim, any neder that the rabbim knew about it, the lochur is lo yachzer. Then you're not supposed to marry her back again. But lo yoda by rabbim, if the people did not know about the neder she made, yachzer. Then you are allowed to remarry her. Reb Meir says like this. Kol neder shetzorach chakiras chacham, any neder you have to go to the chacham to be matter, to be chayker, to be find out a reason why he could be matter the neder, then the din is lo yachzer, then he's not allowed to remarry her. But for shein shetzorach chakiras chacham, if it's a simple neder that the chacham doesn't have to think into how to be matter it, then the din is yachzer, you're allowed to remarry her. And Omri Ablazer says le osru tzorach el mafnei shein shetzorach. My time with the Yudah Dichsev, Vlohikom, and Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this next Gemara again tomorrow night with Hashem. You're holding daf ayin dalet on the base. Again, last Gemara was, the Gemara wanted to say that on my Rava, so my Rabba, lekashi horeb meya horeb leza. Horeb meya diyom as a svara odom roitze shet his vaza isha bebezdin. A man doesn't mind if his wife has to go to Bezdin to be matter her nedarim. To such a svara nisha go to a neder, to a chacham to be matter the neder. The shalom before was through in the braisa, if a man was mekadosh his wife, almanas with the condition she doesn't have any nedarim. And later we find out she has nedarim. So one braisa says if she goes to the chacham to be matar a neder, she's still mekadoshes. Because the chacham is like the neder lamafrei all the way before, it's considered like she doesn't have, she never had any nedarim. And the second braisa says no, she's ain't mekadoshes. We say since the time he got married to her, she had kedush, she had nedarim, and he made a condition that she does not have nedarim. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. So Mar wants to say now the machlokes is if a person wants lets his wife go to Bezdin to be matter the neder. That Remeya says odom roitza shetus vazish to be Bezdin, like a man doesn't care if his wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, when she does go to Bezdin to be matter the neder, we look as if she never had the neder, it's oikulam afroya. Therefore, the kedushin is chal. And her Reb Lezer, that's what the Brisa says, no, she's ain't a mekadeshes, goes according to Reb Lezer. The yoma that he holds, ain't odom roitza shetes baz isha be Bezdin. No, a husband can't take it if his wife has to go to Bezdin. It's a big busha-like, he's embarrassed about it, he doesn't like when his wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, he was mekadesh on the condition that she doesn't have nedarim. And Lamaya says she does have nedarim. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. What do you want to tell me? That if she goes to a chacham later to be matter the neder, so he consider like she never had the nedarim. But her husband did not marry her almanas that she's going to have to go to Bezdin. He can't take that either. So it's a svara, he doesn't want a mekadesh such an isha. That's why the kedushin is not chal. Now the Gemara says, Mahi, where is this machlokes Ramei and Reb Lezer? If a person minds if his wife has to go to Bezdin or not, Tetznan, we learned like this. Ha-moitzias ishtoi mishum neder. If a man, after he's married to his wife a long time, all of a sudden now she starts to make a lot of nedarim, and he can't take it. So he says, I'm giving you a get, because she makes so many nedarim, that's why I'm giving you a get. So Allah is midrabbonin lo yachzer. We tell the man, listen, if you're going to give your wife a get now, you should know, we're making an issa that you're not allowed to remarry her. And we had the Gemara, there are two reasons why. One reason is because we're afraid that maybe later she's going to go and be matted in the Dorim, and she'll get married to another husband. Now the first husband, when he's going to find out that she was matter in the Dorim, he's going to say, if I would have known that you were going to matter the Nedra, I would have never given you the get. So it comes out that the first get like is bottle, and therefore she's not allowed, she's living with another man, it be Issa. So in order that this should not happen, we tell the first husband, you should know, if you're going to give her a get now, okay, but you're not allowed to remarry her. So therefore you can never say back later that the first get was no good. Secondly, we don't want ladies to be prutzes by royis, Rashi says, over Nadarim. We don't want ladies to be used to making Nadarim. So therefore, if she does, and the husband gets angry and gives her a get, she has to know she'll never be able to get married to him again. That's the din with Rabbonin is lo yachzer. What about Mishum Shemra? Let's say there was a rumor, people said bad things about your wife. About a person's wife, they said of her, she was a zayna, she was living with other men. And you give her a get because of that. So Allah is also lo yachzer. We tell the husband, you should know, you're not allowed to remarry her later on. And also, one shot is we're afraid that maybe later she'll remarry another man, and later come out that the first rumors were false. So the first husband will say, if I would have known that the first rumors were false, I would have never given you a get. And therefore, it's like she's not allowed to stay married to her second husband. Therefore, we tell the first husband, no, if you're giving her a get now, that's it. You can never remarry her. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you do, I know. Kol neder sheyodo barabim, a neder that the rabbim knows about it. So Rashi says that means shenadatav b'fnei asara, that the lady made a neder in front of 10 people. Then the loch is lo yachzer. Then you're not allowed to remarry her anymore. So Rashi says, why? Ksav atayim mishum shloye prutzes b'nedarim. He holds a view that the reason is she should not be used to making a darim.
Therefore, she makes a neder barabim. That's a neder that you can't be mefer. So therefore, we don't want the ladies to make such nedarim. So if she does, she has to know she's going to suffer that if her husband gives her a get, she'll never be able to remarry him again. Mashen Cain, what about a neder lo yodu barabim? Let's say she did not make this neder in front of 10 people. So then the halacha is, first of all, the husband could be made for it when he hears about it, or else the chacham could be matter it. Then the din is yachza. Then it's not so bad. That's not cool. She's poritz. She's used to making such big nadarim. Then we say the husband could remarry her. Because if Yehuda is not cheshish, that, like he'll say, was a toy that I gave the first get, it's only a question. We don't want her to be used to making such nadarim. It's only if it's a terrible neder that there's no hafara, no hataras chacham. But if it's a neder that wasn't made in front of 10 people, then since you could be made for a matarit, it's okay. Rabbi Meir Weimer, kol neder shetzorach hakiras chacham. Any neder that you have to go to a chacham to be matarit. In other words, that the husband himself cannot be made for the neder. It's not a neder beno le beno or a neder of inu nefesh. Then the din is lo yachzer. No, you're not allowed to remarry her. And the chash is because we're afraid that maybe later she'll marry somebody else. And then she'll be matter her neder. And when the first husband finds out about it, he's going to say the get wasn't a good get. Because he'll say, if I would have known that she was going to be matter her neder, I would have never given her the get. Therefore, we tell the husband, no, lo yasser, you're not allowed to remarry her anyway. Well, what about v'shein etzor ha-chachkir ha-chacham? Let's say it's such a neder that the husband does not have to go to a chacham to be matter the neder. But rather, he himself could be made for the neder. Like nedarim of inu nefesh, or benola beno, that the husband himself could be made for it. Then we say yachzer. Like if the husband knows that this is a neder, he could be made for. So the question is, why wasn't he made for it? He can't come and wake up late and say, if I would have known about it, I wouldn't have given you the get. Because if the husband wants to, he should have been made for the neder. How come he let the neder go? So Mashmi knows what he's doing, and he doesn't want this lady right now because she made this nedarim. So when he gives her the get's a good get. And there's never a problem later, he'll come back and say, I didn't mean to give her a get. Therefore, the din is that if he changes his mind later and wants to remarry her, we say, okay, yachza. We have less in the parentheses, it is, Charles Gerson, the blessed way mer, echot, tzorech, v'yechad, and tzorech, layachza. No, whether it's a neder that the father, the husband could be made for or not, still it's layachza. And Omer, Reb Lezer, what's the reason why? Because, layosru, tzorech, ela mefnei, shein, tzorech. Hein, achanami. He owes us like a gzera. That he only asked it, a neder that needs a chachiras chacham, elam of neshen tzorach. So Rashi explains, shat tzorach chachiras chacham, ein bekilkul. The lab called kumina loymi, lo yisyadeya, lo fishen adem reisatish vaz ishtar bevezdin. Rabbi Lezer's svar is, that if the neder is such a neder, that you have to go to a chacham to be matarit, that's okay. Because the svar is ain't not the mercy just vaz ish for bezdin. A person never wants his wife to have to go to bezdin. So therefore, when he gives her the get, he means the get should be a good get in all cases. So really, in such a case, it should be mutter to remarry her later. But the reason why they said he can't remarry her is also a case where the husband was able to be made for the neder, and he holds the svar still, even though the chacham was the husband was able to be made for it. So what? Sometimes he'll still say he didn't realize he could be made for it, and later he'll have charotah and say the get was not a good get. That's why we say he can't remarry her. Now the Gemara explains, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the sort of Rabbi Yehuda that he says it depends on neder sheyoda barabim or a neder shein yoshalo yoda barabim? So Gemara says, the pasuk